1:06 p.m. Wednesday, August 26th, Miami Beach, Florida. Wear a mask, wear a mask. All the city buses boast the signs huge on the front of them. Wear a mask, save lives, stay home, save lives. This is simply not the truth. Is wearing a mask gonna protect you from the bacteria and the parasites that live within your body from consuming dead flesh in the form of animal meat? Is a mask gonna protect you from the man-made chemicals that you continue to consume because they taste good, with no regard to the fact that they were created to destroy your human body? Is a mask gonna protect you from your negative thoughts, not understanding that your thoughts are your prayers, not understanding that fear is opposite of God? Is a mask gonna protect you from the energy you are bringing into your own life with your thoughts and actions? The answer is no. You are responsible for making the conscious decisions to not consume the literal energy of death so that life can thrive within you. Because when life thrives within your human body, a man-made virus cannot live. When you know that you exist at a higher energy than a man-made virus can exist within you, you are not fearful of contracting any man-made viruses. But a conscious decision has to be made to eat one with creation, not to consume death. A conscious decision has to be made to choose health over taste and pleasure. Taste and pleasure has been presented to you to destroy your human body. All of it is chemicals. All of it short circuits the natural current of energy that flows within you. Our core of existence is energy. Nothing man-made is to create energy flow within us. What does a mask do? A mask takes away our natural God-given right to breathe fresh air. A mask makes us scared of one another, when in reality we are one with each other. A mask takes the humanity away from humanity. A mask covers a smile. A mask stops a conversation. A mask is creating more division than anything. And that is the purpose of this. So wear a mask, wear a mask, wear a mask. Wearing a mask is not going to prevent anything from happening to you. You are responsible for making the conscious decisions to prevent anything from happening to you by the choices you make at what energy you choose to exist at. If you're choosing to exist at an energy of fear, you are choosing to exist opposite of God, and that is the true definition of sin. There are no rules in this life, because when you possess God as the foundation of your existence, which is love for yourself, you don't need rules, because with love comes natural self-worth, self-respect. When you love yourself, you love all. When you have compassion for yourself, you have compassion for all. Therefore, there are no rules in love. To exist at the energy opposite of love is the sin, because you are choosing opposite of God. And that is where the human race has been manipulated. It's time to step out of everything that we've been taught to rise above the destruction placed upon us.